got the answer.
I'm in Bruce Peninsula right now, outside, wherever I am outside. I'm with seven of the members right now. I was gonna ask all of you, how has 2009 treated you?
2009?
It's been good.
Better than any year that I remember, actually. It's been, since the start of 2009, been amazing. We've had a record out, so that makes a big difference. So better than the last 3 years, because we've had something to play for, you know? Anybody else got comments about 2009?
It's been productive. Sorry. Yeah, it's been really productive. I've been traveling a lot and seeing some of this beautiful country of ours in a car, in a L shape. So kind of uncomfortable, but productive. That would be
kind of uncomfortable but productive.
Yeah.
Well, what heard you guys on Q? Like, anything happen after the whole session?
Like, as a result,
Steve and Gian went for a nice romantic lunch together. And,
I know, he was hurting on him. Like,
yeah. Well, and the rest, as they say, is history. Yeah. Steve's getting married in August to Gian Kamechi. So, afterwards, do you mean immediately,
like,
following?
In the CBC building? No.
We became pretty close friends with Billy Bob Thornton.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, publicity-wise. Like, outside of Ontario, like Toronto?
I think, yeah, a lot of people listen to CBC, so yeah, there was, that day especially, a bunch of sort of strangers MySpacing us and saying, like, well, I heard you on Q and never heard you before, so it was definitely a little bump, it was just a fun thing to do. It was very early in the morning, though, and it's weird to do crab apples at the top of your lungs at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. What was the toughest city to play?
Lethbridge was tough, but I think we can blame it mostly on the, like, 12-hour drive beforehand. We just, like, drove like maniacs and then got there, played. It was just very fast.
Well, we thought that we were up against some serious odds for Calgary because it was stampede time and we arrived feeling kind of out of place, but then it turned out to be really warm.
Calgary was one of the best ones.
Yeah, it was a really receptive, really warm crowd, so it's sometimes your expectations are totally
Winnipeg was weird because 400 person venue, and that's like it felt like an airplane hangar, and it's like, wow, we need to play a little smaller next time. But I don't know, does anyone have time?
7 or something?
Yeah. What about Montreal?
Montreal is always good to us. We feel good in Montreal. So we were up against the Dirty Projectors show, so that was something, but we have a good time, and I had 2 poutines, so that means it was good.
And how excited were you like, in the long list for players?
Oh, that was,
My dad was really excited. Yeah. I think that's one of those things that your parents go a little nuts, and they think it's a justification for what you do, so.
That gave us a little bit of a bump on our tour as well.
Yeah.
In some places.
Sure.
Yeah, people were curious about us because they had never heard of us before, but then they read that long list and they check it out.
So. Yeah. I'm going to the album stuff. Like, how was the recording process at the CD? Like,
long.
Uncomfortable but productive.
Uncomfortable
but productive. Long, meticulous, but in the end, like, totally worthwhile. And
it's like having a really messy room, and then you clean it all at the end. You know, sort of fold everything up.
Yeah, it's true.
Put it in, like, IKEA shelves and,
like,
shit.
Was it recorded in church or somewhere else?
Some of it was recorded. Basically, we started off in a studio in Scarborough, and then sort of subsequent sessions were done at other studios. We did all the vocals at St. George the Martyr Church, and we all sang in the room. You know, we wanted a big room where we could capture everybody singing all at once. And I think all told there was 8 or 9 studios. So, I don't know, we kind of made it up as we went along. It's like we pulled everything out of the drawers, and then at the end, we're like, okay, well, maybe we should clean this place up a little bit, you know?
A song that best represents Bruce Peninsula.
A song?
Yeah.
Not our songs? Maybe another song?
Come on, KP, you've been singing these songs all tour. Give us one of those.
You know what, I got a sweet spot for the original Dress song.
I was thinking more like I'm so excited or something.
Yeah,
like
dancing, that. Our
dancing in the dark. Yeah,
your
no,
song.
No, no. Somebody. Oh, our song.
Your song.
Oh. Wow, I'm still so excited.
The dotted lines.
Yeah. Yeah, Crab Apples, I think, is the one that we most.
But if you were to pick an 80s anthem, it would be the Final Countdown.
Our new material, too.
Yeah, the new stuff is it's most exciting for us because it's not 2 years old now, you know? Wow. It's all fresh and
freshly
new challenges.
Freshly baked out of the oven.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Freshly baked berries right out of the oven.
I said bread.
Oh,
but that's
in a pie.
We can both be right, huh?
Oh,
oh yeah. What else you got in your moleskin there, buddy?
Songs that was left out from the album that you that maybe used as a B-side or
cool. Songs that were left off the album.
Well,
we don't have any of those.
No, you, we just, when we had enough songs for an album, we made an album, and now we have some new ones that are sort of separate.
Album.
You know, the 7-inch was part of those sessions as well, so those songs were sort of all part and parcel, but all this new stuff is, it really wasn't anything to do with that album. We're sort of moving forward from it. So.
We also have a song coming out on the Bellwoods compilation, curated by Casey.
I like
Mistia.
Your lean. You got a good lean over here.
Yes, sir. Matt Cully. Matt Cully.
Coming out in August.
Oh, look out for it. Matt Cully.
We've got an alternate version of Shanty Song coming out on Australia.
Yes, watch out for that. For sure. Featuring Muskox, Mike Smith from Toronto. Very luminous musician.
Luminous. He'll like that.
And our roommate, coincidentally.
How supportive has the Toronto music scene been to you guys?
Very important. Shows, a lot of the relationships we built. A lot of the reasons why Bruce Peninsula exists is because of going to shows and making friends through music, let alone the artists that make the music becoming influential in our lives and the kind of songs we want to write and stuff like that.
And people were incredibly supportive from the beginning. Like, I mean, our earliest shows were full, and that's, you know, people didn't know what we were doing. They were just our friends, and they came out to support. So that makes you want to keep going. And so it's been 3 years of that. And I keep expecting our friends to stop coming, but they still come, you know? And it's like, that's, oh, great, we've got great friends, you know? So.
And last question, what's coming up for Bruce Peninsula? Of course, she said,
well, tomorrow we get to sleep in our own beds. That's in the immediate future.
For the first time in 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Speak for yourselves.
Oh, yeah, that's true. Misha gets to sleep on the couch, but in October we're going to go east for a couple of weeks to Halifax Pop Explosion. And then the new year...
We're going to turn into a prom band.
We're already there.
That's true. We enjoy
it. I don't know. There's other countries on our sort of radar that we'd like to go to, but, you know, those things take a little planning.
We're going to sink a few battleships.
So, yeah.
Songwriting and recording.
Songwriting and recording, yeah. Let's make another record as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Are you saying that right now?
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
You guys ready? Yeah.
Oh!
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.